I'm ready.
No,
I'm ready.
You're ready for your news,
but I'm ready for my news.
No, but this is different this time.
Hang on. Where's my news?
Where's my news?
Hang on. Where's my papers?
This is what you're like at work. Why hasn't someone written
me?
Where's
my cup of tea?
My news.
Where's my papers? Where's my script?
Your script, if you look carefully, is following those links to talk about these stories.
So much sass today. So much sass.
They're all joined together. This is one big news story that I want to talk to you about.
Mm.
I mentioned this to you the other day and you were shocked.
Yes.
So there's a company called Valve, Steam, etc. You know, they sell you games.
Yeah.
They've made some awesome games in the past. They say that if you die in real life, you're not allowed to leave your game account to somebody else in your will.
Sorry, what?
So
all that progress.
No, all the uncompleted games that you haven't touched.
That's what I mean, right? All that lovely library of stuff that you've got there sitting, waiting to be played, will never see the light of day.
I love that. So someone who has the online username delete12345 asked Steam support if you could leave games to somebody via...
I love that. Bequeath.
Yeah.
I love that word. Bequeath.
Via a will.
We're not allowed to bequeath them.
It says, we regret to inform you that your Steam account cannot be transferred via will. Now, this is an interesting thing.
I could just imagine, right? Okay. It's quite morbid, but, you know, you die, right?
And you want to play Mass Effect Legendary.
Yeah, me and Theo sat there with the lawyer. I go, well, Chris left us the house. He left us Bailey the bunny. And he left us all of his...
Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2, which he never really played that
and
much.
And then the lawyer goes, oh, I'm sorry, love.
You can
have the house, but you can't have the games.
And the thing is, so someone, I'm not suggesting to do this, but someone has said, but if you happen to know that person's login and password...
Oh, what are the rules around that?
Is anyone really going to come over and go, excuse me, but...
Actually, you do need to give me those,
just in case I die.
Yeah.
No, because now I've said it on this, and if I'm continuing to be online...
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Play offline, just saying. But no, it's an interesting... concept, isn't it, that because in the old days you'd have a CD and you could leave a CD to somebody.
What is their reason for this?
They're just saying computer says no.
But why not? What's the harm in this?
I think it's supposed to be tied to you and you bought it for your personal use and for use on your account.
What if though, right, you know, like on Facebook and Twitter and social media, you can actually leave your page to be run by someone
else.
Like
a legacy page.
Right, so you I don't know if you know this, but you've been left in charge of my page. Not that there's much on there.
What's on Instagram on your behalf after you're dead? Funeral pics, lol.
I've actually got a folder of saved Instagram photos.
Thank you.
Just want to keep them going.
Well, I don't know how to do it, so.
But why can't you do that? Why can't you tell Steam, you know, I make Chris Barrow the lead beneficiary of the...
of your Steam account. Well, they say Steam support can't provide someone else with access to the account or merge access to another account.
I can leave.
And this is where it gets interesting, but apparently it's in the Steam subscriber agreement, if you do give someone else your password, that's a violation.
Go on then, what's the punishment?
It says you may not reveal, share or otherwise allow others to use your password, badly written, isn't it?
Yeah.
To use your password or account, except when it's authorised by Valve.
Or what? What are you going to do?
It's a violation of the confidentiality agreement.
Yeah. Will I be banished?
I'm surprised if you get legally taken it over, but you probably would get your account suspended if they found out. But it's like if they found out. I'm not saying do it so that they...
No, I'm not saying do it. I'm just questioning it. I'm a journalist.
Yeah, but they say that you're contravening your... agreement.
All right, well, just bear that in mind that, you know, if you've got a good stash of games that need to be played and something unfortunate might happen, just have somebody in mind.
Make sure you play those games.
Make sure you play the games.
But then another report came out, and this is tied in with that. I saw this in a number of places, but apparently Steam users have reportedly got $1.9 billion worth of unplayed games.
I can imagine that. I'm probably part of that problem.
It's the gaming backlog, obviously, we all call it. I mean, I've got a big list of games
that
I want to play.
You never get, you're like, I've literally got a list of about 10 games I need to play. But it's like, do I be a good mum or do I play my games?
And it's a hard call.
Every morning I get up and think...
Which one do I do?
I think, what do I do?
Well, so this is a team of people at something called PC Games N have done these numbers, and they work out how much backlog certain percentage of users have, and then how much that's worth.
Now, that's incredible.
The only thing I'd say about this, yes, I mean, I've probably got hundreds of pounds worth of games sitting there, but sometimes you buy a bundle of games. So you buy like, you know, I want to play, I've got Crash Bandicoot. Right, but you're getting all the other games in the series.
But I ain't going to play 1 and 2 again because I've done that, but I want to play 3 and 4.
Right, but so it'll look like you've wasted money on 1 and 2 when actually it was just a bundle. So there's a little bit of that, but to be honest, I've bought games thinking I'll get to them because they're on a deal and I haven't got to them, even now.
Yeah.
They're sitting there waiting for me to tackle.
You've bought me loads of games. I still haven't got round to
them. You've just got Luigi's Mansion 2, and that's sitting on your Switch.
I know.
So don't you think that's amazing, though? $1.9 billion.
And that's probably how game manufacturers get a lot of their money, you know.
Well, convincing you to
easy
buy
money.
The bundle, you know. You're paying over the odds for one game, and then you get the other ones for free, but you never use them.
Do you think, right, now that we're out of lockdown and we've had... You know, we've had the pandemic. Do you think people have time to play games anymore?
Not like they did.
No.
And maybe those games are sitting there from that period of time still. I know that some of mine are still. I mean, Rome Total War. Am I really going to find time to play that now? No.
Here's a question. And here's a question for you at home. Getting deep now. Going through
this
the microphone.
Deep voice. Yeah.
Would you say you're busier than you were before the pandemic?
Well, that's a good question.
Regardless of having a baby, I'm just talking about just general life.
Well, I think it's hard to say because of the baby, but I would say yes. Because everyone's hustling more because everything's so much more expensive.
This is it.
But then that's why it's a good thing if you did stash up on games before and you've got them all sitting back. At least you'd have to pay 10 times as much now. You're thinking, oh, I'm actually saving myself money.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? You sit there thinking, I've saved myself money.
Yeah.
You know, if I just spend £100 and I buy a big bundle of games, I've saved money.
But you haven't,
if I just bought
you haven't, because you're never going
to
play them.
Right.
And it's cost $1.9 billion.
And that's just my account. This is the best final story as well, just for this week.
These are great stories.
This is a really good one. And this one was brought to my attention by someone at work because they said, oh, you know the podcast you did last time about the PlayStation Portal and the saga that is firstly
this has
getting
been a
it ordered.
This has been super, super popular though. Everyone's talking about it now because of you, I think.
Yeah, that's it, obviously, because I finally got a Portal. And other people are finally getting hold of Portals as well for the PlayStation. So there's been a new update, which means that you're supposed to be able to now play your PlayStation Portal like in McDonald's or whatever, or in the coffee shop, or if you're on a Wi-Fi network, or even at work. Technically,
hang on a minute. You said it didn't even work.
Well, so a colleague of mine came down to fix something that was broken, and while he was doing that, fixing the studio
was it
desk,
the portal?
No, he said, "By the way, the PlayStation Portal update. I've tried it, and it doesn't work." He said he managed to make it work in McDonald's a bit, but it was very laggy, so to the point where he couldn't use it, and he was trying to get it to work at work.
It's bad.
And he said it didn't work at all. So
does the portal actually work?
It works for me at home, which is what it originally was supposed to do. Now with this new version 3 update, it's supposed to work when you go out and about, and I haven't tried it, but reports are that it's not doing what it should do.
Explain this to me, right? This is what I don't get about the portal. So the whole point of it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you can play your PS5 through the portal and it's kind of like your PS5 on the go.
Well, it's not really on the go. It's just on a small screen in front of you, not dominating the main TV area in the room. So like if you have a 1-year-old and you don't want to turn off Elemental, you can play the PlayStation, but Elemental can still play on the telly. So it's not massively useful.
No, that's what that's.
It's not like
that's
the Steam Deck where you can play
thinking.
Games offline away.
I thought
away.
The whole point of this was that you could take your PS5 out with you.
No. Well, no, but this update means
that
you
should. But it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So that's where we are at the moment.
So it's pretty pointless, really, isn't it?
And the funny thing is,
why not just turn Elemental off and play the PS5?
Because then Theo cries.
But give him an iPad.
Well, that's the solution. I should actually. You're right. I should have the
right,
big telly.
Yeah,
I'm an adult, in theory.